We are going to hear your word this morning. We pray that your word will have its way in our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, you have a reason why you are sending forth your word this morning. Oh, this word will do us good in Jesus' name. This word will bless this morning in Jesus' name. This word will quicken our mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. This word, oh Lord, will reposition today in Jesus' name. This word will envision and empower today in the name of Jesus. There will be restored, could not do before, as a result of this word today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be your name, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn to your friend and say, tomorrow will be all right. Tell your friend again, say, tomorrow will be all right. That is the good news this morning, to tell you that tomorrow will make your tomorrow all right. His name is Jesus. In him is yea and amen. So I want to tell you the good news that your tomorrow will be all right in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you open your Bible with me into the book of 2 Kings, chapter 1, 2 Kings, chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. This is not a message I plan to preach. It's just by divine providence that this morning you are going to hear this message. I don't want you to be lost in the simplicity, that the word of God will accomplish the purpose for which God is sending it for this morning in Jesus' name. We are going to be reading about the story of a lady we probably have heard before. And many of us may not be aware of this aspect of her life. And this is what God wants me to talk to you about this morning. He said, then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou and thy house and sojourn wheresoever thou can sojourn, for the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for the house, for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land even until now. Praise the Lord. Before we talk about this again, I want us to open our Bible to the same 2 Kings chapter 4, just to refresh our memory of this woman. Let's refresh our memory of who this woman is. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, there was a great woman. Somebody say, great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, he shall turn in theta. Praise the Lord. The story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 10, set the stage for the encounter that this Shunammite woman, we often talk about the Shunammite woman, this is the woman we're talking about when we talk about the Shunammite woman. It set the stage for an encounter with Elisha, the man of God. The Bible described this woman as a great woman. In other words, she was accomplished. When it comes to life endeavors, she was accomplished. For her time, for her dispensation, for her generation, she was a woman to be reckoned with. In fact, she had achieved her life goals. She had succeeded in the things of life. She was not the type that you could easily push away. She had received blessings of the Lord. But like Laman, the Syrian general, there was something missing in her life. Everything that is missing in your life, that without it you will not fulfill your destiny, or without it you will not be able to say you have had life and life more abundantly, the Lord will position you in a way that it will become part of your life from today in Jesus' name. She had everything, but something was missing. And as she watched Elisha come and go, without knowing anything about Elisha, out of the goodness of her heart, she decided to invite the man of God to come into her house. And it sort of became a tradition that every time Elisha came, Elisha would go there. And as Elisha was turning into her house for refreshment, it occurred to her one day that Elisha was a man of God. And as soon as she discovered that Elisha was a man of God, in fact, she did not just provide a place of accommodation a place of refreshment for him. She decided to provide a place of accommodation, furnished and prepared and befitting of a man of God, so that every time Elisha came, Elisha could find rest in a particular place. And as you know, the story was that a time came that Elisha felt that he had to do something for this woman. And he called his servant. He said, what can we do for this woman who's been so good to us? And the woman said, ever since I've been coming to this house, all the gadgets, everything have remained in the same spot. Nobody moved them around. Nobody moves them around. They've always, the way they arrange it, the way we see it, there's no disturbance to this house at all. In fact, there is no noise making in this house at all. He said, because it looks like she hasn't got any child. And the man of God said to her, by this time next year, you will have a son. We know the story. She had a son. We know how the son died. And Elisha restored the son back to life again. And of course, we didn't hear anything about this woman again after the son was restored back to life. Great as she was, Elisha reappeared in her life again and told her that it was time for her to leave all her riches . It was time to leave all her comfort. It was time to leave all her connections and power and go to a land where she's not known, or where she was not known. Without arguing, she did as the man of God bid her. She didn't know. The man of God did not even specify any place. She just go somewhere, wheresoever. She then went to the land of the Philistines to stay. As I've shared with us before, every group, everyone is entitled to their own period of famine in their lives. If you are in that position this morning and you are experiencing famine in your life, in any area of your life, the provisions of God has arrived today in Jesus' name. The man of God told this woman that there was going to be famine in the land and that she had to leave, and she left even as she was told. No wonder in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22 King Jehoshaphat said, he said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You know, one of the things that God told me is this, that there are a lot of people who can be established in the Lord, but they may not prosper. Because according to King Jehoshaphat, as the Lord led him to speak, he said, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be what? Established. Believe in his prophet and what? And you shall prosper. Immediately, what came to my mind is the story in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. There was the son of the prophet who had died, and the wife came to the man of God because her sons were being taken away from her to serve for servitude, to serve for the debt that their father owed before he died. He was a son of the prophet. And the woman attested to it. When he came to the man of God, he said, you know how my husband served the Lord, how faithful he was. It was the same Elisha. You remember? He said, what have you got inside? He said, I've got oil. He said, okay, go and borrow as many pots as possible. And you remember the miracle that followed in the life of that woman. So it is possible to be established in God and not necessarily prosper. This morning, by reason of the word you are hearing, you are going to prosper in Jesus' name. Because God wants to establish you, and he also wants to prosper you. and I took a quick look at the Bible, and I saw many people that God used, men of God, to come. Your story will change this morning in Jesus' name. In fact, Elisha himself was a product of that. Elisha was farming. He was working on his father's farm until Elijah appeared there and cast his mantle upon him, and that was what changed his story. The angel said to Mary in Luke chapter 1 verse 45, he said, "And blessed is she that believed, told her of the Lord." Usually when God wants to speak to you, he may speak to you directly, he may send people to you directly, but this morning God is asking me to tell you that your tomorrow will be alright in Jesus' name. You see, the lesson for this, about this woman, is that anyone's circumstance can change. Anyone's circumstance can change. But for them that trust in the Lord, irrespective of what direction things may take, there is one thing that is sure, that the end is that things will change for the better for you in the name of Jesus. If we continue to walk in obedience to Him, you know what? Your job may be taking a downturn right now. It may be your job that is taking a downturn. You see, there was a time that everything about the life of Job was taking a downturn. Everything, it wasn't that things slowed down. Things were going backward for Job. If I remember, if you read the book of Job very well, Job came to a point that he was lamenting. He said there was a time in his life when he sat by the gate. If he spoke, nobody would argue. Everything he said was done. Whenever he sits in the midst of people of his age, they listen to what he had to say because the glory and the presence of God was with him. And he was wondering why things took a different turn in his life. If you are in that position and you are wondering why things have taken a different turn in your life, what I want to tell you this morning is to remember the word of Job. Job came to a point and he said, "I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withholding from thee. Thou can do everything." That is the word I want you to take hold of this morning, that God can do everything, and He will do it in your life in the name of Jesus. He will reverse the irreversible in Jesus' name. Your marriage may be taking a downturn, like Leah. How many of us know who Leah is? How many of us know who Leah is? You remember Leah? Praise the Lord. Leah was the older sister of Rachel. And when Jacob had served Laban, instead of giving him Rachel, he gave him Leah. Because Leah was not as beautiful as her sister. And Laban said, "It is our custom for older sisters to marry before the young ones or the younger ones. So, you just have to marry this daughter of mine." But the Bible makes us to understand that the love of Jacob was with Rachel. So, Leah was a woman that was not desired. You may be in a place where this morning the Lord will change your story in Jesus' name. In fact, Leah was so much undesired that the whole of her life or a big portion of her life was spent chasing being desired. And the Bible makes me to understand, you see, because everything she did was to buy love, the love of her husband. The reason was this. In Genesis chapter 29, verse 31, the Bible said Leah was hated. In fact, that's the way the Bible put it. It said Leah was hated. Not that she was not liked. She was actually hated. So it was an active process. That's the opposite of love, hatred. She was actually hated. He said, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he did what? He opened her womb. But Rachel was barren. Because of the disdain of men in your life, the Lord will open a door of fruitfulness for you in Jesus' name. You see, when you stand for God, you may be hated. But because you are hated, the Lord will arise for your sake. And he arose for Leah's sake and opened her wound. Praise the Lord. I told you that Leah, she spent her life chasing the love of her husband. You may be spending your life chasing the love of your husband, and it looks like things are not working out. You see, when Leah had the first child, she called his name Reuben. And her explanation for giving him the name Reuben was because the Lord has heard that I was hated. Praise the Lord. So her circumstance was dictating even the name that she gave to her son. And the name Reuben means behold a son. In other words, while this one is buried here, behold a son. Will you love me? And the husband didn't love her. The Lord opened her womb again. She had the second child. Again, she was on the same subject. He said, because the Lord has heard that I was hated, I will call this one Simon. Simon means hearing. Because the Lord has heard that I was hated, I will call this one Simon. Yet, she could not buy the love of her husband. She had the third child. He said, by the time I have the third son for him, my husband will be joined to me. Gave the name Levi. Levi means joined. Praise the Lord. Yet nothing happened. Then she had the fourth son. After she has tried all and nothing is working, she had the fourth son. And she decided, he said, now will I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he called the name Judah, which means praise. He said, now will I praise the Lord. Everyone in the throes of trouble who decides to praise the Lord this morning, the Lord will do a new thing in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. We were told this morning how Peter had toiled all night with his expertise in fishing. The Bible said he had caught nothing. And the day of his encounter came, and he encountered Jesus. And failure turned to success. Not only did he catch fish, he was promoted to catching human beings. That is kingdom promotion. You are going to receive kingdom promotion this morning in Jesus' name. You see, it may not be in the area of marriage that your efforts have been futile. I want to tell you that it is time to praise the Lord. We know that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, isn't it? What can be greater than the blessing that Leah had, that the Son of God came through her lineage? Great things will happen through you in Jesus' name. You see, your praise has creative power that will ensure your everlasting victory. From today, you walk and live in victory in Jesus' name. You know, the Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but your joy come in the morning. So shall your joy come in the morning in the name of Jesus. In the city of Samaria, things were so bad. A time came that things were so bad that they were beginning to kill their children and sharing it. And one day, Elisha said to them that the story of Samaria was going to change overnight. There was somebody who said this story cannot be true. But did the story of Samaria change or not? Did the story change or not? Your story will change in Jesus' name. It will change for the better in the name of Jesus. It will change for the better in the name of Jesus. In one night, abundance ensued in the place of famine. God will promote you to a position of abundance in Jesus' name. It may be in the area of your children. Praise the Lord. You know, there was the prodigal son. He asked of his inheritance. He went and spent it. You know the story. One day, he was awoken to the reality of what he was missing in the kingdom of his father. That is why, for every parent here, the day it looks like your children are missing it, the Spirit of the Lord will awake them and bring them to the reality of the abundance of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We should be saying amen very well to this one. Your kids may look small now, but there is prayer you are putting in the prayer banks for that day. You may not even be there. It may be your health that has taken a downturn. You see, the woman with the issue of blood, she bled physical blood. She bled in terms of her money. In fact, she bled in terms of her human contact and connections. In fact, she go out to work. She became someone who was giving money because she was going from doctor to doctor and doctor. Can you imagine if you are spending money and you don't have the strength to work to replenish what you are spending? That was her situation until one day she met with Jesus, and that day she stopped bleeding. Every area you have been bled in, all that is virtuous and godly in your life, today marks the end in the name of Jesus. You see, in the day of famine that came to that woman, the famine came to the great and the small. You see, the famine of life can come to the great and the small. The Shunammite woman was a great woman, yet famine came. The only saving grace for her, she was obedient to the word of the servant of the Lord. And as she did, On returning, the Lord restored to her what it appears that she has lost. Do you know sometimes you are in obedience and it looks like hell has been let loose against you? But you know you are in obedience to what God asks you to do, and you are doing it faithfully. And it looks like the whole of hell has been let loose against you. Things are going wrong left, right, and center, back and front. If that is your situation right now, I want to assure you that your time of restoration has come in the name of Jesus. In the book of Joel, I want you to open to the book of Joel. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, God decided that the time of the restoration of his people had come. And that changed the stories of their lives. For somebody for whom this message is meant this morning, and things are looking really, really down, and you know that you are not operating at the level at which you should be operating, and I want you to personalize it, and I want you to take this word home for this week, to let you know that this is what God is saying concerning you. Joel chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 21. He said, "Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, you wild beasts of the field. For the pastures of the wilderness have sprung up and are green. The tree bears its fruit, and the fig and the vine yield their full strength." This is for you this morning. Every area of dryness, there's a restoration decree to you this morning in Jesus' name. The things you used to do before that used to yield, and suddenly they are drying up. God wants me to tell you this morning that they will begin to yield again, that you begin to experience abundance again, that you begin to eat in plenty once again in Jesus' name. He said, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God." He said, "For he gives you the former or early rain in just measure and in righteousness, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain as before." You see, you may not know what it means to have rain fall on you in just measure. We often pray for rain. Have you seen rain falling in unwanted proportion? Right now in the Philippines, I don't know if it ceased, but I think up until yesterday or 2 days ago, we have had over 90 something people died. Am I right? That is when rain begins to fall in excess amount. It's not the desirable rain. But when rain falls in just measure to you, or falls upon you and upon your life, what that means is this. You see, everything you do begin to click. You are just on time. You are in the right place at the right time, and you are doing the right thing, and you begin to get the right result. And that will be your testimony in Jesus' name. The Lord said to the children of Zion that will live righteous, "I'm sending the rain in just measure. That rain will fall upon your life today in the name of Jesus." He said, And the threshing floor shall be full of grain, and the vat shall overflow with juice of the grape and oil. And I will restore or replace for you the years that the locusts had eaten, the hopping locusts, the stripping locusts, and the crawling locusts, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. You may be in the house this morning and you are just at the verge that people are almost going to ask, but you say you are a Christian. God is saying to you this morning that your situation will turn around in Jesus' name. In fact, you may be in a situation that people are beginning to doubt whether God is with you. Hear what God has to say. God is saying that story is going to change from this morning in the name of Jesus. You that people are doubting, you will be the one that people will start to celebrate because of the power of God in your life in Jesus' name. And lastly, the Bible says, and you shall know, understand, and realize that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. My people shall never be put to shame. You will never be put to shame in your life again in the name of Jesus. Every area of weakness has become an area of strength to you from today in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord to you this morning is that tomorrow will be all right. What is it that is disturbing your peace right now? What is it that is disturbing the peace of your home right now? The Lord has said that tomorrow will be all right. Who will you believe? Who will you believe? If you believe Him this morning, can you just rise on your feet and begin to give glory to God? Remember, Leah came to a point that she said, this last one, I'm going to call his name Judah. In other words, God be praised. Can you just begin to praise God this morning? Irrespective of your situation and your circumstance, he said, the Lord be praised. The Lord be praised. You have been running around for so long. You have been trying your best. You haven't seen that dream come true. The Lord be praised. You have been putting in your 100%, and it does not look like things have worked out for you as yet. The Lord be praised. You have done your best. And you just know that you have not reached your potential. The Lord be praised this morning. Oh yes, things have turned upside down in your life. The Lord be praised. Oh yes, even in the midst of the turmoil of life, the Lord be praised. Even in the midst of your weakness, the Lord be praised. Even in the midst of your hopelessness, the Lord be praised. Even in the midst of your powerlessness, the Lord be praised. Even in the midst of your rejection, the Lord be praised. Even in the midst of your failures, the Lord be praised this morning. Why don't you just lift up your hand and worship Him this morning and just praise Him for your victory? Begin to praise the Lord for your victory, because your victory has come. Your victory has come. Your victory has come. Your glory has come. Arise and shine this morning. Begin to arise and shine from today, because your goodness has come. Your glory has come. The Lord has looked in your direction. The Lord has decided to do you good this morning. Arise and shine this morning, because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Your story is changing. You are singing a new song. You are singing a new song. You are singing a new song. You have been beaten down. You have been battered. You are hopeless. But this morning, a new song has come into your life. Oh, the situation looks unbearable, but a new song has arisen in your heart this morning. Oh, the situation is unbearable, but the Lord has arisen for your sake this morning. Just praise the Lord. Just worship him this morning. Just give him all the glory. Oh, just praise him. Just praise him. Your best seem not to be good enough. The Lord is visiting you. Your best seem not to be good enough. The Lord is visiting you this morning. You are singing a new song. A song of justification. A song of promotion. A song of prosperity. A song of love. A song of mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. I just worship you this morning. Thank you, Daddy. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. Oh, excellent, excellent is your name. Oh, Lord, excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. Oh, Lord, excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. Oh Lord, excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as you have sent me, so have I delivered your word this morning. Lord, you know the circumstance of your people. Lord, you know their current situation. Daddy, you know what they are going through right now. And you have sent me to say tomorrow will be alright. As many as have heard this morning, I say your tomorrow will be alright. You are going to be greater than you are right now when tomorrow comes, in the name of Jesus. Restoration will come to you. Everything you have lost, you will get back in sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Your joy will be restored because tomorrow is going to be all right. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's share the grace in fellowship.